Here's something else about the French presidential race. The pollsters got it right when it came to predicting the outcome of the first round last month. American pollsters might want to take note here. Their French counterparts did not have an easy job either. There were 11 candidates in that first round, and many voters made their decision on the last day. On Sunday, we'll find out if the current polls, predicting a Macron victory over Le Pen, are right. French pollsters didn't get to this point without making mistakes, though. Reporter Brenna Daldorf talked about all of this with the head of French polling house Opinionway in Paris.
Opinionway is located behind a big wooden door that opens directly onto the Place de la République. I'm meeting with its director, Bruno Jean-Bart.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Mr. Jean-Bart?
Yes. Jean-Bart is celebrating the success of the first round of the election. Macron came in first with 24.01%, followed by Le Pen at 21.3%. An opinion way, like other French polls, accurately predicted the results. Jean-Bart says there are a few reasons for that. First of all, French pollsters already had their big mess up back in the presidential elections in 2002. That's when no one predicted that Marine Le Pen's father, Jean-Marie, the founder of the National Front, would make it into the second round.
Yes, we went from 2002 and we worked a lot after that to improve. And since there were three presidential elections and all the three ones were very accurate for polling.
Jean-Bart says that in the 15 years since, French pollsters have worked at getting a more accurate picture of National Front supporters.
In all the data we have, we see that they have less confidence in people they don't know. So it's more difficult to do an interview with them. We had the same problem with the Communist Party in the 70s, which was underestimated in the polls.
Opinionway was the first polling house in France to conduct polls online, and they quickly learned that this was particularly helpful in polling potential National Front supporters.
A lot of people didn't want to say they were voting for this party, and it was easier to be able to measure this level of votes by online research much more than with an interviewer doing the survey.
But Jean-Bart knew the failures of British and American polls in 2016 would make his job a lot harder, especially as people seem to believe that after the Trump and Brexit victories, a Le Pen win was almost inevitable.
There was a lot of doubt about what we were doing. They were really sure that Marine Le Pen was going to win the election, and it was very difficult to convince them why she couldn't win this election and why she won't win this election.
Jean-Bart says it's easier in the second round. For one thing, there are only two candidates.
And the second thing is that when you're going for the first round, what is difficult is that you're using a data coming from 5 years ago. Now we're using data coming from 10 days ago.
For his part, he's certain that Macron will beat Le Pen on Sunday.
I have no doubt that Marine Le Pen can't win this election. All the data that we have really shows that there's a huge gap between them.
Jean-Bart is sort of looking forward to the end of this election cycle. He says he's tired of friends seeking advice on how to vote strategically.
And I answer to everybody, just vote for who you prefer. It's always the best thing to do.
After I say goodbye to Jean-Bart, I decide to do my own informal poll in Place de la République. Paris voted overwhelmingly for Macron, so it's not surprising that most people tell me that's how they'll vote on Sunday. But hardly anyone seems excited about him. It's all about blocking the National Front. A young biomedical engineer who I stop on the street tells me that in the first round, she voted for far-left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon.
Entre les deux, j'opterais plus pour Macron parce que Le Pen.
But between the two remaining, I'm choosing Macron. Because I'd never vote for Le Pen. Even though there are aspects of Macron's program I don't like, I'm not sure how much I trust the polls. I think it's going to be a tight race between the two, but I think Macron will win.
Votez Macron, pas Le Pen!
Even a group of kids comes up to me to pledge their support for Macron, shouting that Le Pen is a racist.
Elle veut qu'on sorte de l'Union européenne.
I did speak to a member of the Le Pen minority, one of only 5% of people in Paris to vote for Le Pen. This man says he's positive that his candidate will win on Sunday.
With Donald Trump, the polls showed he wouldn't win, but he won. I'll vote for Le Pen this weekend, and so will my friends.
He, for one, is convinced that the polls are wrong. For The World, Brenna Daldorf, Paris.